Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have some odd news as well as kind of scary news coming out of Iran. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just hanging out, polishing my binocular lenses.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Let's start off with this submarine-launched missile off Florida. Mysterious object with huge trail of fire spotted above Florida beaches on New Year's Day. I would remind everybody to remember that Kimmy the Whiz Kid said that he was going to maybe give us a surprise. The surprise might well be that a North Korean sub worked its way into Florida waters undetected and launched a missile. Whatever it is, nobody's talking. Larry, what's the latest on that?
Well, there's not a lot of new information. Of course, Hal Turner's got it up, and there were witnesses from Vero Beach that watched it launch, you know, or that's what they claim, up out of the water and went straight up with a trail of fire. And, of course, you saw the image on Hal Turner's site that one of the witnesses took and forwarded it to him. All news and really everything's quiet. There's just simply no talk about this at all.
Very interesting. It says there were no scheduled launches at Cape Canaveral, not immediately known what actually occurred. The photo was taken by a John Samad of Fort Pierce going up with a long trail of fire behind it. Obviously, this had to be launched from a submarine of some sort. But why would we do something like that? And remember, I was reading about this, that I think it was not North Korean subs, but Chinese subs that came up out of the water right next to one of our fleets, and they didn't even see it. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, and a matter of fact, you remember there's been some strange launches from underwater by unknowns off in the Pacific. You know, people seen it from L.A. and different...
Yep.
Different areas that were never explained, never.
Somebody doing something. And anyway, that's a piece of news that people should put in their pipe and smoke for a while, because if we don't know and our government isn't talking, probably because they don't want to admit that it could have been a North Korean sub that snuck in. After all, we've had Russian subs sneak into the Gulf and sit offshore. You may remember the movie The Red October, where they were sitting off the coast. We don't necessarily have very good detection of a lot of this, and a lot of what we're being told about our military I don't think is true. We're going to find out the hard way. Probably it isn't. Here's another headline we need to talk about. Breaking: Erdogan plans to take Libya by force and install a Turkish government. He wants to rebuild the Ottoman Empire, which was a very cruel empire. It says Erdogan reveals his plans to invade Tripoli with his military and take all of Libya by force. After invading and controlling Libya with his military and the Muslim Brotherhood, gee, where have we heard that? In Washington, D.C., mercenary plans to install a Turkish military governor to rule Libya. Thus began his attempt to reestablish the Ottoman Empire, one of the most evil, brutal regimes ever to exist. And that comes right out of Ankara and the Turkish defense minister. Have you got anything more on that? Has Trump responded to that at all?
Well, this is another instance where the news media is completely silent, like it's not even happening. And, you know, I've been reporting this and talking to you about it, Stuart, for 2 or 3 weeks now,
that
Erdogan not only had this planned, he also, remember, took a section of Syria and invaded it. And also, if you will, he went into his military, moved into the Mediterranean, and forced a Israeli research ship out of the Mediterranean around Cyprus, blocked Cyprus, and then declared a large chunk of the Mediterranean as Turkish water. And, of course, then he moved on Libya. Now, we've been getting intel for some time that he was going to move on Libya, and he was going to send a lot of Syrian ISIS and of course Turk fighters over by ship to begin his conquering of Libya. And I've also seen the data, Debka file reporting it, that El-Sisi in Egypt has even sent over armor already into Libya to block him, and also sent ships to sea to try to block him. So this is a growing threat, and we're not hearing a word of it. And the bad part of all this is, of course, I guess we all know what Erdogan was going to do, is that he's a NATO member, and he's invading multiple countries.
It's a patchwork quilt over there. It's neighbor against neighbor, and everybody fights everybody else. It's incredible what's really going on behind the scenes. Now, I want to go talk about this embassy deal, because something is really going on over there, and we don't really know what it is. What's your latest on that, Larry?
Well, the latest reports that I've got, and they are verified, that the leader of the pro-Iranian militia group and protesters that struck this American embassy in Baghdad and basically attacked it, where the leader of it has been identified as a friend of Obama that even visited Obama in the White House. Shock. Can I say that again? Shock. You know, he's an Obama asset, if you will. And so here we have, you know, what originally happened was the pro-Iranian militias fired rockets on the embassy to start, or on some U.S. troops to start with, and we retaliated. And, of course, Trump threatened them, and then here comes the attack on the embassy, and Trump said yesterday and mentioned again today that there's not going to be another Benghazi. And, of course, you know, I'll let you read some of the headlines, but he's reinforcing that whole region.
Yeah, Turner has broken on you. You've got some on your website we got to read. Iran's Khomeini shrugs off the Trump threat to retaliate over Iraq embassy violence. Supreme leader says U.S. president is not logical, can't do anything, vows his country will fight any threat to its interests. Now, this is very, very interesting, because what they're really doing is baiting Trump. Now, in the past, Trump has not done anything. Do you remember that he was bragging about the red line? But Trump is the type of guy that doesn't want hot war. He would rather run sanctions. Do you suppose, because of the Iran, China, Russia exercises, which was a clear message to the United States that these three are allied together, therefore, Trump better be awful careful what he does. Do you suppose that Trump will attempt to avoid any kind of a hot war? Now, we do have fresh news coming out that we've got, 750 troops, I don't know what kind, probably special forces, going over there, and then another 4,000 paratroopers have been activated to possibly deploy within the next 96 hours. But Mike, I'm wondering, do you think Trump will simply increase sanctions to the point where Iran will have to respond militarily? Because I don't know exactly what we can do. I mean, we've already tightened down the screws pretty hard on Iran, and it definitely is having an effect. I suppose he could resort to blockades. He could resort to, I don't know what kind of sanctions he can impose now. What's your guess on this, what he's going to do? He never says what he's going to do.
Well, you kind of answered your own question. He never says what he's going to do. So I don't have a clue, but the sanctions are about to destroy Iran, basically, financially. And they've whittled away all of Obama's free money that Obama blessed Iran with there at the last, you know, so that they could go ahead and build their terrorism and their forces up. You know, it makes me wonder, you know, Obama would be a real good Mahdi for the Iranians because he's blessing them so much. But what's interesting is Trump has, like you said, you know, he sent aid to Baghdad immediately to secure the diplomats. And then he also had dispatched, what you said, 750, probably special forces. And then he's got these others that are have gone on a deployment alert. There's a lot going on. And what I've been watching really, really close, because Israel has been so quiet, there's been a lot of dialogue in the last two or three days during the situation between Pompeo and Netanyahu. My guess is that if we do get in a shooting war with Iran, Israel will jump in with both feet.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting because of also we've got, you know, Iran's buddy is North Korea. And Kimmy the Whiz Kid has been kind of threatening us right along that he was going to, you know, do something over the holidays, which makes me wonder about this missile launch off the coast of Florida. Would be a definite warning that, hey, he's got the ability. But I'm just wondering about the Armageddon script, because war breaks out everywhere. And our military is simply, in fact, some of the generals have said we'd be lucky if we could defend a single front, let alone four or five. Go ahead.
Yeah, something came to mind when you mentioned that about the possible sub off the East Coast. If you'll remember some of the news lately, there's been a Russian intelligence ship, a special ship that gathers intel off of our coast in that same region for some time now. And if you'll remember the old Red October movies and some of those old movies, that's exactly how the Russians play a game. They have a submarine under a ship that stays hidden, and all we see is the ship. So it makes me wonder, are they working with somebody else? Could it have been a Chinese sub or a North Korean sub or something else, and we wasn't aware it was there?
Well, we do know from prophecy that America's going to be taken out, and we do know approximately who our, how should we word this, our friends are, like North Korea, like China, like Russia, like Iran. I mean, we got a long list of friendlies, and friendlies with missiles who would love to take us out. That's exactly what this could be. It could be a warning, or maybe it was a missile test. Maybe it was a mistake on our part, because nobody's saying anything, and you would have thought that the White House would have been addressing this. Now that there's witnesses who saw it, we've got pictures of it, and nobody is saying anything, and where is Trump? He's in Mar-a-Lago, isn't he?
The last I heard, Stuart, was he had left Mar-a-Lago to go to the White House for an emergency meeting about the Middle East, and then I think he went back, but I'm not real sure. But one thing, you know, you mentioned NASA hadn't scheduled any launches, but, you know, Stuart, NASA never launches from underwater.
No, they don't. So it couldn't have been a mistake. I guess they said it came out of the ocean. So anyway, here's what it says. President Trump, this is from your website. President Trump returns to the White House for emergency Iraq-Iran situation. 100 Marines, 3 Apache helicopters, and Osprey aircraft arrive at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. President Trump gives blunt threat to Iran, even calling remark a valid threat. Now, I'm not sure what a warning, what the difference is between a warning and a threat, unless he's really going to do something. U.S. Army 82nd Airborne Division, 4,000 troops put on standby for quick deployment. So something's going on. What's your guess?
Yeah, and this was verified too, Stuart. The 4,000 troop deployment was verified by Watchdog.org. That's Koenig's group. And also,
right.
Debka File reported on the 750 that were already on the way and other assets. Hal Turner even showed some radar images of some of the C-17s out in the, over the ocean headed that direction. So there's something big up. It's odd that here we are on January the 1st, national holiday, and, Americans, I know Americans all feel safe, but for those that study a lot of the intelligence that's coming in, safety is an illusion in America.
Well, not only do we have this external threat, we now have this internal threat, and we'll maybe get to that in a little bit. But it just seems kind of odd to me that here we are. Now, the seven, let's say that ring of fire was kind of a warning, which I believe it probably was. 7 days is the second. That's tomorrow. Makes you wonder, are we going to have a surprise of some sort tomorrow? And let's see what else he's got here, Hal Turner. Large Iranian military movements in the western provinces of Iran. What is that about?
Well, that's probably going to be the region close to Iraq, and I would assume we're reinforcing what troops we've got over in the edge of Syria and Iraq, and the Iranians apparently are moving military to meet it.
Yeah, you've got one end of the American dream. He's got quite an interesting website. Headline, Iran has gone too far. War comes. So they're really suggesting that we're going to go into a hot war. We do have a lot of wolves, neocons, warmongers, whatever you want to call them, in Washington. How long can Trump resist them before we do something stupid like Daniel 8?
Yeah, well, you may be exactly right. Daniel 8 may be just on the verge, and I'll tell you, you know, I stayed at the Holiday Inn one time, so that made me smarter, but I've read a lot of Tom Clancy novels and James Rossoni's warning novels about the falling, I'll tell you what, when an internal threat such as our own government, our rogue deep state government, and as of late we've been informed by some military people that there's also a deep state inside the Pentagon that's against Trump, and so
right.
We have a Congress and a Pentagon and everybody else that's against Trump, that really does influence your enemies to think that you're a lot weaker than, you know, maybe you are. So, you know, Daniel 8 could simply happen because of stupidity in this country and a civil war or a coup in progress, if you will, to remove Trump. It makes us look like fools. So this may be a time that maybe Iran makes a move that they really wasn't prepared for a Trump because Trump might not back down.
Yeah, it seems kind of interesting to me that we have this impeachment situation where Pelosi's holding on to the impeachment papers, won't send them over to the Senate. Just seems to me that this is tied somehow to the Virginia operation, where they're now saying that, you know, I think, well, 7 days from now, a week from now, they will pass these laws, and the governor has said he's going to roadblock and have shutdowns here and there and collect guns from people, et cetera, et cetera. It just makes you wonder if these things aren't connected. And the other thing it makes me wonder is Trump has not said a word about the Virginia situation at all. And now we've got other states that are likewise passing these Second Amendment sanctuary zones. And so I'm beginning to wonder what's really going on, if all of this is not orchestrated in some way, so that our eyes are on the Middle East, but what's really going on is the United Nations toppling of the United States through, if they cannot start a revolution, and if the people in Virginia are smart, they will not take to the streets. They can recall, as I've said before, they can impeach if they want to, but if they take to the streets, and we get involved in a major civil war, I think enough people in America are snowflakes, anti-gunners, that the patriots will be branded as the real insurrectionists and the communists will be branded as the saviors of America. In other words, another part of the biblical reversal where evil is good and good is evil. So the patriots would be branded as evil, whereas a communist deep state like Northam and his group down there, and that's what they are, nothing but a bunch of communists working in cohort with the United Nations to start a revolution. And I was listening to a guy on YouTube. He had a very interesting scenario because he ties this into the impeachment, and that the people who support Trump are actually not patriots, but essentially terrorists, and would be branded as such. I don't know. What do you think is going on down there in Virginia?
Well, I think Hillary Clinton really put the tattoo on the law list, if you will, by calling them deplorables. So us deplorables and Christians, if you're a deplorable and a Christian and a patriot, you're a really, really bad guy. You're a terrorist. And if you try to teach your kids to shoot and if you want to have a gun, you're a terrorist. So, yeah, you're exactly right. It's biblical, Stuart. It don't really take one eye and half sense to see where this is going. We know who's going to be labeled the bad guys because we already are.
Yeah, and it's just accelerating rapidly. And if, you know, these guys have had a long, long time to figure out how to do this, and it's interesting that Virginia has been picked in view of the fact that that's where the original Civil War began, and now people are actually coming right out and saying the Civil War is probably going to begin on the 8th or the 20th, and it'll start in Virginia, and then it'll probably overspill elsewhere. There's a lot of rumors about how this is going to go down, but the people are really angry, and I don't know. Here's the other question, getting back to North Korea. I've got a note here. Watch very carefully North Korea. We have anti-gravity TR-3B types, right? We have laser weapons. We have microwave weapons. We've seen those in operation out there in California. We could neutralize North Korea basically in an instant of time if we really wanted to. We haven't done anything about that at all. So why is it with this advanced weaponry, and Trump just did the Space Force announcing it publicly, are they getting ready, the global deep state getting ready to announce and do something with advanced weaponry? I doubt if they're going to use it on North Korea. I think they're going to wait for North Korea to do something. to me, it's all diversionary kind of tactics, and it's like everybody's in it together, like Psalm 2 says. But why haven't, what's your guess as to why we haven't used this advanced aircraft type? We've already got videos of them in over in Europe, not Europe, but the Middle East, being used, actually, to take out the enemy. What do you think? What is going on?
I'll just mention a couple of things here. One of them you can't verify because it came from Sartre Fall, which may or may not be accurate at all. But there is some scattered reports in the background on the Internet of a broken arrow situation that has been going on, and lots of drones in the country in certain areas, and a claim by Sartre Fall of a missing nuclear weapon.
Broken arrow.
You know, so we don't know if that's true or not. But on the other hand, you asked me about North Korea, and I do know and have seen myself some interesting Google Earth images, I believe they are, of a special underground base out by Las Vegas somewhere, I believe in Arizona, I mean Nevada, or that region. And the aerial things show that there's been some, I guess you could say, black ops type equipment that has been removed, being brought up to the surface. So are we planning something? I don't know. What do you think, Stuart?
Yeah, well, there were 40, I think they said, 40-odd looking very high-tech craft that suddenly surfaced and departed. And then you got all this drone stuff. Now, remember under Dick Cheney, we had a broken arrow out of one of the bases up there in North Dakota. I can't remember which air base it was, but there's a B-52 base there, and they lost a nuke, remember? Nobody knew where it went.
Yeah, so, remember, Stuart, also, I believe, at Barksdale or somewhere, they found two or three nukes they didn't know was missing that was being moved, and they don't know where they were going, but they caught them.
Yep. Excuse me. Yeah, I think we're headed to a false flag here. If the revolution doesn't cook the way they want it to cook, they will have a false flag. They will do almost anything, folks, to topple the United States. And, of course, if you go to the Georgia Guidestones, you know what they intend to do, which is kill just about everybody, one by hook or crook. And this is the New World Order. These people do not have a conscience. They only have an agenda. They are human automatrons. They are just robotic. As the Bible says, their conscience has been seared. They don't care at all. And they mean to kill everybody and restart. Anyway, any last word, Larry?
Yeah, I got an interesting text today that said, from somebody I know that said, check your preps again. You may need them soon. So I'm just telling people, keep a heads up. We don't know what's coming, but this week or this weekend may be something to watch.
Yeah, things are starting to heat up. I know you get these reports, and they're very hard to vet, folks, but the one on the troop movements and everything have been vetted. We do know that there's something going on in Virginia. I think all of this is connected. It's all tied together in one way or another. We'll have to find out. But basically, the American people are sound asleep. They have no idea anything is going on. And this is going to hit them by surprise, no matter what it is they do. If they're going to do a revolution piecemeal, they'll start it probably in Virginia, which is, I think, the 8th, which is a week away that they're going to start this thing. So anyway, it's a heads up, folks. Keep your eyes peeled. We don't know what they're up to, actually. So all we can do is wait and see what they come up with. Anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. As Larry said, you better prep. Make your last-minute preparations because things could happen quickly. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.